People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to another edition of People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg with my co-host Larry.
Good morning.
Welcome, my friend. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Good
Happy morning. Diwali.
Yes.
To you and to everyone listening. It's Diwali season. It's a very, very prestigious and beautiful time of the year. It's the holidays now, Larry.
It
so
is.
It's like, you know, the minute you hit Halloween, all of a sudden you have Diwali, you have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas, you have New Year's. This is when it gets crazy. The last 2 months of the year, it's like we all end up running like crazy and everything sort of takes a back seat with our work lives, right?
Because there's so many things. I love this time of year.
Yeah, you go spend more time with your family, spend more time with your loved ones, and enjoy the season. And then we get back to January, and it's back to the drawing board.
Yeah, kind of a downer, really.
Yeah, but this is a beautiful time of year, and we're thankful to everyone for tuning in. And we always say how lucky we are to do what we do.
Yeah,
for many reasons. One of the main reasons is we get to put word out and get the word out about all these different topics and issues that face people and the community in general right here in the Bay Area, specifically in the Silicon Valley area. But on top of that, we get to meet so many people that are doing incredible things, inspiring things.
Yeah,
right?
We've made many friends over the years. And it has been years. It's been four.
It has been. Years. And and a couple weeks ago,
we're
or last week,
older.
I believe it was, we had Chris in from Real Options, who's an old friend of the show.
Right.
But today, we're really excited because I think we go back almost more than 3 years
Sherry's
now.
Sherry's been around for
maybe longer.
3.5 years, maybe.
Because it'll
be 4 years in 2 weeks.
It's probably going on 4 years.
So you were one of our earliest guests.
Yes, I'm honored.
I remember that.
So let me introduce you.
Yes.
Sherry Higgs is here from Drivers for Survivors. If you've heard her name, it's because you probably either know of her because she's a very successful and incredible businesswoman. But on top of that, she's this incredible energy that has started this nonprofit called Drivers for Survivors, who we've been talking with and helping and working with for many years now.
Oh, thank you.
You've done some incredible work. Maybe I'm overusing that adjective. Let's say you've done spectacular work.
Thank you.
You've transformed from being somebody who is all, you know, business and successful in business. You had your life altered due to illness, and then you turned that into your life's mission. Can you tell us a little bit about Drivers for Survivors and how this began?
Sure.
For those who are just listening for the first time.
Back in 2010, I woke up one morning and my breast was lumpy, bumpy, swollen. And I soon found out that I had a rare and very aggressive breast cancer called inflammatory breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So I went through treatment for a year and had everything done that you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the tail end of my treatment, I started working on a project that turns out that it's Drivers for Survivors, and it's an organization that gives free rides with companionship for cancer patients. That way, folks aren't going through treatment alone, and they have support, and we make sure that everybody is knowing that they have a ear and a person next to them who cares about their journey and make sure that they're not going through it by themselves.
Yeah.
It's warm and fuzzy in addition to being super helpful and thoughtful, because I would imagine for those people that don't have the companionship or might be doing it alone, or maybe they just, their family simply can't do it because of work and because of having to put food on the table.
Exactly.
To know that there's somebody who's going to be there and that person's volunteering their time to do it, to feel good and to do something good for somebody.
Most of the volunteers are survivors themselves, the majority. So we service giving back. Well, you know, and they've been there. They've been through the challenges. They know the anxiety. They know how sweaty your hands get and how you feel afterwards. And they know that sometimes you know, a little unclear. You know, you might be feeling a little fuzzy-headed or nauseous, different things. So having somebody who's been through it can really make a huge difference in giving people, like, it's a stress relief and it's a therapeutic presence, really.
They understand. Yeah. You know, it's really important that somebody understands what's going on.
Yeah. And now we're, maybe last time I was on the air, but we're 9 areas now.
I think you were, or you were just about to go to 9.
Yeah, we're 9 areas, and we've
given...
So
where are you covering? You, I know...
We are now covering... So it was always Fremont, Newark, and Union City for the first... four and a half years.
That's
and
our
then
core.
Then we added on Hayward, San Leandro, San Lorenzo, Castro Valley, Ashland, and Cherryland.
So unbelievable.
Yeah. So we are in Southern Alameda as well now, and it's been just a blessing.
How do you expand? Is it because you have volunteers from that area, or did you make a effort to get to those specific areas?
So we had a grant.
Okay.
And that allowed us to expand.
Oh, I see.
So our granting is through Alameda County Transportation Commission, and mm-hmm. then we also have Federal Transit Administration, Section 5310. So we have and getting to that point was in itself, I mean, imagine. That's it was started huge. From my house, and this right. is happening. So talk about doing a little dance. That definitely happened. We all, you know, now that we've got so many other people involved, when it got to that level, everybody really felt like their time was well spent.
Right.
And that was something that I was very proud of. I don't, you know, through this whole project, I didn't want to waste anyone's time. And it's nice to see the things come to fruition. And I'm just incredibly grateful that we are able to help. And we, at this point, we're at we've serviced close to 460 cancer patients. And those are with people with deep needs, multiple rides.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, that's an ongoing thing. So
yeah, we've given 16,165 rides.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Pretty huge.
It's pretty huge. Yeah. And then we've had throughout the whole duration, 270 drivers. Out of the 270, we have only 81. I know that I say only, but we are still looking for volunteers in Hayward, Castro Valley, and San Leandro, because we're getting a lot of rides from those areas to Fremont.
Right.
So that keeps coming up a lot. And then we also, we go 60 miles in any direction from our headquarters, which is in Fremont.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Well, this is our hub is in Fremont.
Yeah.
So we should have people listening right now. Mm-hmm. You're thinking to yourself, I do this all the time, so I'm assuming others do the same.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I just wish I could do something. Like, I don't have that much time. I can't start my own nonprofit. I can't donate all my time to do something, but I just want to do something. This is one of those things you can do. Feel good about yourself, but you're helping somebody who desperately needs the help. And I feel like there will be people listening. I'd like to see that number tick upwards.
You know, we have a couple of quotes. Do you mind if I read it?
I would love that.
I like to just do things impromptu with you all, but but I think it's important to share the words of some people. There's one quote: "The volunteers have taken such a large burden off of our shoulders. Very thankful for DFS and the volunteers for the service you provided." This next one says, "This service that you DFS provide is so important. We have many patients." So this is coming from the medical side. "We have many patients who have no family or friends to rely on. There are other transportation services available, but many are very impersonal and pick up several riders at a time. Going to cancer treatment is already traumatic for the patient. Having the personalized one-on-one service that DFS provides eases the patient's worries and stress. We are very grateful for DFS and its volunteers." And this is coming from a woman by the name of Tracy Yap with Kaiser Permanente. And here's another one that's medical provider. "All of the volunteer drivers have been very nice." We've gotten hundreds consistently on our surveys. "Our patients have said that you offer a great service and they are very thankful." Letitia, Alameda Radiation Oncology. So very, very proud. I would say at this point, I would consider us, you know, a premier service. I feel like we've been consistent and our numbers keep climbing. So that's just, it's amazing. It's a great
reflection
feeling.
Of you at doing what you do. And I guess your aim for perfection at all times.
Well, I think that's a reason for that, because I'd like to see it grow. So in order for that growth to continue, you need to make sure your foundation is really solid.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the other people who have invested their time wish for the same thing. We get medical providers and clients and potential people who could utilize our service that aren't in our immediate area that are cheerleading and really wanting to see us expand further. So I'm working on some things in the back end.
I want to talk about the growth part of it, because we were talking prior to being on the air of how far you've come and what you've been doing this for six years.
I mean, about the booze.
Yeah, go ahead. Take the lead.
That was sweet. I mean, the way you phrased that.
Do you want me to explain that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we were talking earlier about how things have shifted from the time that I started the organization to today, and I thought that was such a great question. So back then, it was just, you know, I didn't have a champion. I didn't even know anyone in the community, so it was just like me running around everywhere. Well, nowadays, volunteers step up to do the booths. Yeah. You know, people, the office can delegate things. It's just expanded in that sense. And it's really nice because having people offering to do the booths in particular has been a godsend for me personally, mm-hmm. because it's allowing me to have more personal freedom.
Right.
Which in order to be, you know, successful with this, I have to keep that, my priorities in order and not keep being a workaholic.
Right.
Exactly. is to put it bluntly. But I've got a great staff. We've gone from the last time we met, we had a staff of three, and now we're a staff of five. Mm-hmm. Two of the staff members are part-time. And we now have added on an outreach coordinator, which we needed that 3 years ago, but we finally got that. And she's part-time, but she's there for people who are driving, who maybe just need, they've maybe lost, you know, somebody's been lost along the way and they're struggling with that. I mean, mm-hmm. after all, they gain a friendship with the clients. And also to help with the outreach, because getting the additional volunteers in our new service area is becoming, you know, a key focus.
It's how many years, you said? 6 years?
We'll be 6 years as of December 1st.
All right, so 6 years.
As of December 1st, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So I've been doing this for 8 years, I think, eight years. I'm in remission 8 years, so that must be right.
So you're growing this almost like a company would grow, right? Like it takes time.
There's a lot of similarities, yes. There's a lot of similarities to a nonprofit and a for-profit in some respects, yeah. But then there's a lot of differences too. You know, you're relying on donations, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. that's our service is our product. Our product is our service.
Right.
You know, versus, yeah. So we are very heavily reliant on donations.
You now have how many people working under you, on your staff? I should
say. Five?
There's five of us
five
total.
People. And I remember when we first met you, it was you and one other person.
It was me and one person.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were crazy. You were all over the place. I remember when you were talking, you were on the air and you were checking your phone and your emails. You're like, I got to do this. I got to do that. I was like, this poor woman.
Well, her name was Daisy. Was it Daisy?
I think people thought, yes, it was Daisy. But people thought, I think, that I was a bit crazy, because when you don't have a champion and you're constantly talking about the same thing over and over again, they're like, who is this woman? It's very nice to not be. I mean, I've always been proud of my passion. Don't get me wrong. But people don't just want to, they want to get to know me as a person. Yeah. And this allows me to kind of let, mm-hmm. you know, my DFS hat go away more often, because I'm not feeling the pressure that there's no one else cheerleading for us.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That's been, you know, that's been a very nice relief. And then we're even shifting things with our galas. Our galas are really successful now, and I won't get into the particulars yet on that, but
yeah,
I will just say I've gotten more people involved in that too. So it's I think the main point here is having people engaged is really making a difference, and I'm good at knowing who to delegate what to.
Yeah.
So that's been it's just all falling together so well that we still need more people. I'm not going to lie, because even though we have five people as of I guess July 1st when we got the grant, I would still say that I feel like we're even busier, and I don't know how that could be. We're busier with more staff, and we have more projects.
You take
to take
more people
on, too.
On, and you feel like you could take on more projects, as you said, and therefore it does become more work.
And plus, we're just the phone; it's ringing a lot, you know. And you know, it's
well,
the
you're more
of the business.
You're out there more too. You got more of a presence.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have been.
That's got to have something to do with it.
Well, I've always been heavy into marketing. It's a natural forte. Mm-hmm. I mean, I enjoy people, right? So, and then now that I'm getting to know more of the community, the people, the leaders, and who are doing different things, you know, it becomes almost this a connection with mm-hmm. network, and then this person knows that person, and you just there's more. When I first moved to Fremont a long time ago, I remember thinking, oh, it's such a quiet, you know. But when you get involved and engaged in your community, all of a sudden things look much different. There's too much to do and you can't do everything.
Yeah. I also think it's a good lesson too, because I think all people in general, especially people that are really, really hungry for success and want to do really good things and big things, you always feel like we should be able to do more right now. We should be able to do this. But everything is a process. And I feel like life teaches us that. Like, we want to get ahead of ourselves sometimes, but like sometimes it takes more than a month. A month feels like a year to somebody like you. Yeah. But for most people, when you look at it from, you know, the, you know, 30,000 feet and you're staring down on it, you say, look how far they've come in since July 1st. I think you just are probably one, like one of those many successful people that want everything now.
I you know, I have, and I've said this, if anybody were to follow my story, I've been very consistent about some of the things that I've shared from the very beginning.
Yeah.
About, I know this organization will get even bigger. I'm 100% confident about that. And my soul is probably not going to rest until I have at least one chapter minimum. I've got target lock on that because I want to help more people.
Yeah.
And there has been some interest in that. And I love it when people, because, you know, I've done a lot of the heavy lifting. Somebody comes in, they can really have an enjoyable experience with this. It will take a certain type of person.
Yeah.
For sure. It's not just, you know, anybody. I mean, you have to be really serious. You have to care.
So you think this is scalable beyond where we are?
I've proven it.
This model and plug it in.
Yeah, and I'm already, I mean, there's a few things I still want to do, you know, to put a ribbon on it, but we're really along that path for sure. And I've talked to, I've had some conversations now. Before, it's not just I want to do it. Now the conversations are happening.
Yeah.
You know, but there's, you know, I still get constant, oh, I wish that was here. That is rolling off the tongue of many people.
Yeah.
I just was invited to do a leadership panel, and it was a really cool experience. It was with Global Organization for Community Services, and my friend Ajay and his wife Vanita asked me to come be a part of this panel. And the first panel was a bunch of students talking about community engagement, and boy, were they sharp. And it was this young guy who had leukemia. I don't know if I should say his name on the air. He said it there, but I'm stopping myself because I'm not sure if he'd want that. But I will say his story was so touching. And then we had, you know, these other leaders talking about different things. And one of the moderator looked at me. He asked me about the organization before they called me up so he'd be familiar. And he said to me, you know, after hearing that I'd started the organization when I wasn't even out of treatment, and then hearing how far it's gone and the impact and all that, he said, you know, he goes, your story needs to be told in a much bigger way. He goes, you really need to keep, we need to work on getting your story out there, which brings me to a thank you to you both.
Why is that?
Because you've been so consistent in your support. It really means a lot on a heart level, not just on a business level. You guys are, you're fantastic, and you care so much, and I think that you're making a difference and an impact just by giving a voice to people like me.
Seriously, it's easy with you. It's easy with a lot of the people we work with, but I think Larry, I don't have to speak for Larry because I know he thinks the same way. It's inspiring because I always say, and we talk about this on and off air, I feel like what we're doing is so small, right? But like it is something that not many people have. Like, we have a platform
and
we
can
use it.
Yes.
So we are reaching the biggest, probably the most important area or a region in the country right now. We're able to give a voice to people like yourself who otherwise you'd have to pay for this, or you'd have to, you know, try and figure out a way to get in the door to talk about it, to reach the hundreds of thousands of people. And you do it well. That's the thing. You're taking advantage of it, but also doing it beyond just the radio.
Well, you know why? Because it was media that allowed me to have a voice at all. Again, I was just a regular person. I still am, you know, so to speak. But in terms of building the organization, I didn't have the access I have today. And I'm very thankful. That was one of the things when I was on the panel, I was one of the last, I did the closing, you know, and I basically said, they said, well, what do you feel to be a leader you need to do? And I think it's gratitude. You need to always remember the people who got you to where you are. And I've always had so much gratitude for that because, again, no champion, you look back on the people who really put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You just look back and you realize, my God, I would not be here today if it weren't for those opportunities. And that really is my situation. If it weren't for media, I would not be sitting here today. So it gave me a voice.
Yeah. I want to ask Larry something, because I want Larry to speak to this. I'm curious his answer, and I'm going to give mine as well. What is it that most impresses you with what Sherry's done? And I'm not putting you on the spot, Sherry, because no one could see us. So that's a good thing. But I know we talk, because you should hear this. I think you, because people looking at you and what you're doing with Drivers for Survivors from an outside perspective, and what people who like us who see a lot of other people doing similar things, what is it you always say that you appreciate so much about Sherry and how she goes about her business and her work here?
Well, there are many things, really. But I think the one that stands out most with me is your experience with what happened in your life to bring this upon you and the community. Now that it's a very successful thing, and it's changed a lot of lives, you know, what you've done. So I think looking back in retrospect with what you had to deal with, that's huge.
It's so easy too for, thank you. It's so easy for people when they look at me now, you know, I'm just a normal person like everybody else. People, when I first came out of it, they weren't putting stresses on me. I was putting stresses on myself.
Yourself,
but now it's, you know, and that's the thing to be careful of, though. Cancer is invisible, and you've got some of these invisible diseases. And I always encourage, even though I'm 8 years out, let's be gentle with each other. And I really think about that for my own health, you know.
Yeah.
When you look at a person and before you push someone and push their buttons, just remember we're all, you know, vulnerable, fragile beings. I mean, you're more resilient in some ways, clearly going through a year of treatment, but then there's that flip side. And I think to keep that into perspective, but I really do appreciate what you're saying. It was a big year for sure.
Well, I think something I've noticed is that the humanity of it, right? Because I see how you are and how driven you are to be successful and to really, like, whatever you were doing prior to when I knew you in the business world, I'm sure you were a bulldog. Like, I know, I could tell. And like, I know because I feel like I share a lot of that too, where it's like I want to do so much. And I sometimes,
I'm kind of a New Yorker in my soul. Like I have a very, I am, like, when I get an email, for the most part, I respond immediately.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very responsive. I love communication. I don't like it when people knock people down for talking too much, although there is a time and place.
Yeah.
But I think we don't communicate directly enough. I just had an issue recently, and I made a phone call, and it's about tact, you know, and I addressed it, you know, head on. And, you know, you get it out of the way and you move on. And I think people need to talk, express, and move on. It's this hanging on business.
That's what hurts.
But
right?
But you need to get it both ways. Maybe there are certain things that a person might need to hear, and you have to be able to own your piece of it on both sides.
Right. And that's what I'm getting at too, is that there's a humanity to you. When you could be so driven, and you could be in here and talking about all these different projects and what you want to do and what you want to accomplish, and then you'll have a moment where I'll see you just kind of like glaze over.
I'm Yoda.
And you start to think about something.
You're Yoda.
And it catches up to you.
Yeah.
And it almost knocks you back down into this. So you went from this, like, super productive human in an instant.
Do you know what you're saying? I used to write poetry a lot when I was a young person.
Right.
I miss my writing.
You should still be writing.
I miss my writing profoundly. I would like to do a book.
Go back.
I am looking for a person to help me with a book, actually. I had a person and they can't do it now. And I even put it out there. I want to publish a book because I have a story. So, hey,
there's
another reason. I love writing, but I don't have the time, and I want somebody objective. Like, I want somebody to sift through things with me.
No, I'm talking about poetry. You should go back to writing because it's good to cleanse the soul.
I'm able to put emotion that you couldn't describe into writing when I take the time. Mm. I can translate things in writing. I'm a much better writer than a speaker, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
me too. That's what I'm saying. Like, but you have to set aside that time to do it.
Well, there cannot at this stage until I continue to do more of the vision, because I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I mean, you know, granted it is successful, but my vision is not completed yet.
Okay.
When I get to the point where I see things moving along, I'm going to go deeper into myself.
I'm going to stay on you for
that. But my mom used to call me the thinker. That's her nickname for me. So that's what you're seeing. You're seeing me, and I'm a business mind, but I'm.
Then you slip into this sort of where you start to think about what you're saying, what you're doing.
Well, you have to be, you know what? I think people, they need to be able to transition, because if you're just doing, you think about it, if you're just doing the work and you don't keep in front of what your mission is on a firsthand basis, on a connected basis,
right,
then you just become canned. And it's more about, exactly. you know, just repeating your mission statement or, you know, you have to be able to put yourself back or put in. For matter of fact, when people come into the office, I irritate my program coordinators because I say to them, please let me know when somebody comes in the door. I want, if I'm in the office, I want to come in. I want to thank them for helping,
right.
for volunteering. And, you know, if they only have a second, at least just give me the time to say thank you. And they, you know, they'll, so sometimes I sit and I'll talk to people and that's how I find people that might want to engage in other ways. But you have to keep that intimacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for as long as I can, I want to preserve that because I don't want to be the kind of person involved in this where I'm, you know,
Disconnected.
I want people to know firsthand that I'm there. I'm present.
I know we talked about it off air. You should be doing a TED Talk.
I have so much to say now.
I know.
I would
watch that TED Talk.
I have so much to say. You know, I don't know the first thing about doing one, but I would love to do that.
I'm going to move us along only because believe it or not, we're running short.
Wow. Okay.
We always do, though.
So let's talk about first things. First things, the holiday pancake.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Oh, the
which
ladies.
Which is coming up soon.
Yeah. The ladies would be disappointed if I didn't go down this
road.
Here's the deal. Yeah. It is December 9th from 8 a.m. to noon, $10 for adults, $5 for children at Newark Community Center. We partner with the Newark Police Department, Alameda County mm-hmm. Fire Department, and the AIFF Union, Police Union. Fire Union, sorry. And we have event sponsors. They've done such a good job with that. We have Dale Hardware, O'Sullivan's, McDonald's in Newark, IHOP in Newark, Scott Capen Photography, Music Plus Events. Stan Deeds has been a huge contributor. Castro Valley Performing Arts will be performing. And we have the Newark Memorial High School Choir performing. And Raya Gillum is going to be coming in and doing, I think... perhaps some art. So it'll be an art table. You get pancakes.
That's awesome.
And, yeah. Quite and it's really, it's getting bigger. Yeah. Yeah. It's getting bigger and bigger all the time. It's the third annual one. So, and we're going to have
Saturday?
Some other.
Gotta be Saturday.
Saturday or Sunday?
It is a, well, it was a Saturday. We moved it to a Sunday.
Summer night's Sunday. Okay.
Yeah. We moved it to a Sunday and that way people can come after church and it worked out a lot better for people.
So December 9th.
Yeah.
Website, if they want to find out more, they can go to your website,
if
right?
They can go to driversforsurvivors.org. So it's DriversFor, survivors.org/2018pancake breakfast/, or you'll see the links when you go there to events and you'll find it. Yeah. So that's that one. And then can I talk about our other?
Of course.
Okay. So we have
this one,
our gala. Yes. We have our black and white.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Mention the sponsors. Did you do that?
Oh no, I didn't, but okay. So this is these sponsors
for the pancake breakfast.
I did.
Okay. I want to make sure. Okay.
Yep. I did. She put it all on. No. Good. Thank you. Oh, and they told me to say one thing. They said to say, we have for the sponsorship, they're looking for 3 more sponsors. So if you guys are interested, anybody out there listening to this in sponsoring for the pancake breakfast, that would be very, very generous and we would appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I'm kind of leading the gala. So the gala has grown so much that we had to get a professional party planner involved to do more. Yeah, we had 300 people last time. It was at Castlewood Country Club, all the movers and shakers. It was definitely an amazing event. We've got David Smith, who was the mayor of Newark many times over. Now it's Alan Nagy, but he was at the time, and he is very still prominent, involved in things. He's going to be our MC. And we've got the sponsors so far are Premier Nissan of Fremont and Premier Subaru of Fremont. And then we've also got FH Daily Chevrolet. So these are the 3 that have stepped up. And then we have Republic Services, a waste management company that's also coming in to support us. So I'm now starting to go into heavy duty mode for that. Now that's Saturday, April 6th.
Okay.
Again, Castlewood Country Club from 6 to 10 p.m. It's $100 per person. And
a ways down the road.
Yep, but you have to plan these things way ahead. So a really great event. You do a year.
Think we'll make it this time?
I think we will.
Oh, I would love if you guys came. This is a good one to come. And I
always want to go, but Larry always is
And I can mingle.
Don't blame it on me.
You know what? I'll have you sit at my table.
Really?
You guys could mingle.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Yeah, I would love it if you came.
Would you?
Yes.
You're such an introvert.
No, we're going to go.
Yeah, I'm
an introvert, but I'm the most extrovert.
Well, I'm just teasing. I'm just as bad as you are every bit of it.
It's weird because I love being around people when I'm in front of people, but when I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, so many people. It's the weirdest thing.
Well, you know what? There's a difference in this crowd. You got to understand. A lot of them, it's you would think it's kind of cancer, it's prominent, but you get a lot of caring people.
Oh, I love that.
And we're down to earth because of the culture I've created.
I create
a very personable, fun environment. You know, even in the office, we're like family.
I
vibe with Sherry, so I always feel her vibe. So to me, if it's something she's doing, I'm sure I'm going to love it.
There's no gossip. Yeah. We all have it's a really nice thing. So
I can imagine walking in and being like, that color doesn't look good on you.
Yeah.
But otherwise you look great. Uh-huh. No, but listen, I got to tell you, okay. Time always flies.
Well, we're done with my, what I want to say.
With what you brought to us today, and the amount of information, but the growth of what you've from drivers for survivors to come as far as it's come in such a relatively short amount of time, it's unbelievable, and it's a credit to you and the people you have.
Well, you've got our honoraries. We've got some fantastic honoraries who continue to come and be present to our events. We've got wonderful staff. We've got sponsors who continue to sponsor. In our new area, I would like to see more people step forward. And I'm going to just repeat the new area.
Please.
Hayward, San Leandro, San Lorenzo, Ashland, mm-hmm. Cherry Lynn, and Castro Valley.
Okay,
I really could use more folks. Well, and just more connecting mm-hmm. because I'm located in Fremont and I'm looking for ambassadors for those new areas. But what I've learned is I need to work with them a little bit first. Mm-hmm. And then if they, so engage a lot, then that makes sense. But I'm only, I can only stretch so far.
I was just going to say,
having people approach me is so very welcome. Yeah.
And you're doing this full time. This is what you do for a living now.
Yeah. I didn't want to go back to, I could do very well in for profit, but the thing about it is once you have something like that happen, or at least in my case, it was profound mm-hmm. and life changing. I mean, I had chemo, radiation, double mastectomy. I had to have a special serum from Genentech. I've been through the ringer, and it's like, I think I had PTSD when I was creating the organization in the beginning. I was like Superwoman. Mm. But now that I've kind of come down from that, I still hasn't waned. My talking about it incessantly has waned a bit, which is a good thing. Mm. But the drive to pursue the cause has not.
Well, and we're always obvious. Here for this. And I'm going to tell you, I know that before we know it, it'll be March and we're going to be talking about the Black and White Gala.
Crazy.
And you're going to be here again talking about that. Okay. In the meantime, I hope everyone listening will take a moment to go to driversforsurvivors.org. Find out more. Maybe you can volunteer. Maybe you can donate. Maybe you can get a sponsorship on the pancake.
We could
breakfast.
Use something for everything.
Yes.
We're growing.
So please look into it. See where you can get into the conversation mm-hmm. and get involved.
Get involved.
I really do. We appreciate you being here as always. We love having you.
Thank you so much.
You make us feel good. Good and
are we done?
Feel,
is that it?
That's it. Believe it or not. Yeah, we're over by 2 minutes, which
are
is
we?
Yeah, that shows you how much we enjoy talking to Sherry.
Sorry.
Normally I would cut it right
sorry,
off.
Sorry,
in this case,
it's like, aww, I love you guys.
Thank you. We do love you. And we love you for being here and also for what you're doing for the community. It's unbelievable.
I deeply gratitude is immense.
All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Happy Diwali.
Yes, happy Diwali. And we'll have Sherry back soon. Go get your tickets to the pancake breakfast and show your support.
Do it now.
driversforsurvivors.org. And we'll see you next week, another edition of People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM.